Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Your weekly countdown of calamity.
Apparently, this show's much better when it all goes wrong.
What a surprise that is.
This is the radio twit parade that is Hawksby and Jacobs Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, Clips of the Week time. And it's not been on much recently for some reason.
No.
It is a warm Clips of the Week welcome back to Mr. Mike Parry, our Sri Lankan weather expert.
Well, what happens in the monsoon season is it monsoons.
Great, isn't it? John Ketley, you're out of a job.
Who needs it? Yeah. To be fair to Mr. Parry, he is a big cricket fan. Mm.
It's all Talk Sport 2.
5 a.m.
Tune in, folks, and yeah. It's
Darren
all going to be there.
Darren Goff's down there for us.
Who?
Darren Goff.
Darren Goff.
Never heard of him before.
Drive time.
England fast bowler. One Strictly. No, still not registering. Yeah. So, staying with our fine cricket coverage, here's Jim White.
Well done, Andrew McKenna, over there in Sri Lanka. Are you Bowen?
No, I'm not. No, I'll see if I can find him for you, though. We'll put a word out for Bowen. See if we can find him. Apparently, I think it means goodbye in Sri Lanka.
Well,
he's been putting the work in, Jim. He's been learning the language.
There,
but he's only speaking to Andrew McKenna.
Who doesn't speak Sri Lankan, as far as I know.
No.
Here's Alan Brazil and Sam Allardyce coming back after a break on Breakfast.
Whoa! Do you know what?
Good
that
noise.
Would stand another listen. Now
I
you know
love
what's
it.
Coming. Yeah. It's a bit of a shock to the system, but here it is again.
Whoa!
It's good. It's beautiful.
You never catch us coughing on air like
no,
that.
No, no. That is quite spectacular.
That's a good one, though, yeah.
Now, here's a call at a kickoff with a man in a hurry. It's Danny Kelly.
Before we go to the next break, Richard's a Chelsea fan in Watford. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Take your time, Richard. At your own pace.
Yeah. And we were surprised to hear Ray Houghton say this.
I think a few of their players fell out of love with football. I've got to be honest with you. We're at the back end of Arsene Wenger.
Well, I think that would make me fall out of love with football, wouldn't it, really? The back end of Arsene Wenger?
Not ideal.
Like Panto season. Who was in the front end of Arsene Wenger? So, next, it's Max Rushton and Dean Saunders and someone on the phone.
Yesterday, I spoke to Paul Merson. Said this Aaron Ramsey saga is typical Arsenal.
I mean, it's Arsenal, isn't it? I mean, how can they let a quality player like that contract run down? It's like... My contract never, ever, ever went to less than 18 months.
Dean, what do you make of the Ramsey situation?
Spot on caller there. That's Arsenal's...
To Paul Merson.
Was that Paul Merson?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I didn't realise.
I hope he won the 100 quid with a Wix vouchers.
He did.
Merson would be delighted to get those through the post.
He actually said it's Paul Merson I spoke to.
He's just switched off slightly. So what's next, Andy?
It's Russ Hargreaves now with Rugby News.
Billy Vunipola, serious injuries in 2018, including three broken arms.
Wow.
That's
I mean,
quite an achievement.
Having that third arm is normally an advantage as a rugby player, but not when they're broken. It's terrible, isn't it?
That's right.
Fisherman's Blues now and host Nigel Botherway's trademark quotation opener to the show.
A fresh limpet looks like a tasty treat. Never judge a mollusk by its cover. And that's this morning's Fisherman's Blues, quoting one of many gems in a new book, The Song of the Solitary Bass Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds a good book, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wonder who's written it.
Yeah, well, try and find out.
By James Leaky Boots Batty.
I wasn't expecting that, were you?
No, not
James
really.
Leaky Boots. The only interesting thing was, I listened to the interview. Yeah. Good 10-minute chat.
Was it good, yeah?
The one question Nige didn't ask him was, why are you called Leaky Boots? Yeah. I mean, because I don't know if he's got foot rot or something. But not that was the one question I wanted to know amongst everything else.
It's probably a bit of assumed knowledge by Nigel. He knows why he's
Remember the
Leaky
old
Boots.
Leeds player in England, David Leaky Boots Batty. That's the one, player he was.
Anyway, this is the Moose.
Yeah.
Luke Freeman got the other one as well, but I was taken last night by a young man.
Really? Don't worry, Moose. We will find him and we will kill him. Actually, as it's you, no, we won't. He can have you. So, meanwhile, back on breakfast, Alan Brazil caught up with his old mate Beaky, who was on holiday.
I'm in Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah. Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I'm Zimbabwe.
Put this way, Beaky, if you bump into Mugabe, stick one on him for me.
There we are, a diplomatic correspondent.
Yeah, head of diplomacy.
Well, I'm not arguing with the sentiment now, but it's a bit route one, wasn't it? So, next up.
It's the TalkSport Caller of the Week, replying to Simon Jordan on Jim White's show.
A level they wouldn't have naturally got to by Abramovich's money. So it does put them in the same bracket as Man City.
Talk Sport, Caller of the Week.
Good noise.
Good noise. Three good noises there, actually.
And now back to the two mics at the start of their Friday night show. That's their Friday night show.
This is Talk Sport. We are the two mics, and I'm delighted to say it's time to say a very, very, very good evening to Mr. Mike Apoke Aparry. Very good evening to Mr. Parry.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Morning. And...
Morning.
It's brilliant.
It's the Friday night show. Anyway, back to Fisherman's Blues. Nigel chatting to our old mate James Leaky Boots Batty. Mm.
Why Bass, James? What is it about Bass that's so special to you?
I think, you know, they have a reputation for being difficult to catch, and I think, you know, that sort of sets you a challenge. I think that's probably the biggest thing. Of course, I like to eat them. I love to release them.
Not much point releasing them after you've eaten them, is there?
Well, just the bones. I've had all the flesh. Here's the bones.
The old bones and some skin. It's not much. It's not catch and release, is it?
Not really.
What's next?
It's Dean Saunders alongside Alan Brazil on breakfast with a question for Al's old teammate, Terry Butcher.
Terry, are we right? Were you born on an aeroplane?
No.
Let's tell you what went on there.
No,
I just said, Alan said to him, hey, Butch is up next. Do you know Butch? He was born on an aeroplane, you know. And Dean would have said, really? Oh, yeah, but ask him about it. So
lovely
stitching him up. Beautiful
stitch
up. Well done, Alan. Mm. And finally, we leave you with, on breakfast, Sam Allardyce sings the Gypsy Kings.
Mareo, Mareo.
Lovely, isn't it?
I love it.
Beautiful. It did sound a bit like you singing, Andy. It was quite nice. So there we are. Thanks for everybody who suggested clips of the week. Callum Patterson, David Clark, Daniel Gooner, Alan Jenkins, Danny Court, Ruthless, Elton Hales, Christopher Chapman, and Walter Mellon. Oh, dear. There's always one. Here, a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days. Please send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 or tweet to TSH&J. Give us a day and a time when you heard it and if it's played, and you will get a credit. You can download the Clips of the Week as a podcast around 5 o'clock this afternoon from iTunes, as well as the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs show on Talk Sport.
Is it Sports Talk?
No, Talk Sport.
Well, Talk Sport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB digital radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the Talk Sport app.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.